tackles this season?
Not at the end of the season. I'll wait till we look at the film. We all need to do better. Certainly haven't won enough games and haven't got enough points on the board, particularly the last 3 weeks.
Given your experience in this offense, is the touchdown drought in particular alarming to you? You've had issues in years. You don't get the yards maybe, but you still score.
I think the biggest issue is win losses. I mean, whatever it takes to win the game. You know, we didn't score enough points to win games. So whether it's yards or not, I mean, that's how you judge yourself. That's how other people judge you. And certainly you advance in the playoffs and you win games that way. So we'll worry about how to get to those ends. That's what we're worried about, is winning games.
Gary was just talking about how he'll play both quarterbacks against the Raiders. He said a big part is he wanted Trevor to get the bad taste out of his mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, I think, and certainly they're both early in their careers, so they both need – snaps. You know, they need to develop, and that could be probably said of a lot of people on our team. We need to develop and get better, and you know, that's how we're trying to improve and get to that level where we do win games.
In terms of not winning games, how big a factor were the slow starts in struggling?
Well, certainly, you know, any opportunity we have to, when we possess the ball, we want to push it across the goal line, and we didn't do that. Whenever it happened before, you know, we had a couple weeks ago, we were 3-and-out at the start of the second half. We didn't do a very good job there. So, you know, staying on the field, pushing the ball down the field when we need to, make big plays. You know, it all comes into the same thing, winning games. We only won 8 so far and 7. So we're working a 9.
Motivation factor, the fact that it is the silver and black on the other side, that's got to help the players.
Well,
right?
I mean, certainly I would think so, but I think motivation of, you know, that's our job. We're here, and every day we get up, how can we get the Broncos to win a game? That's the way I look at it. So that's motivation enough for me. Let's go out and play and have fun. We got great guys to work with and work for, so let's do them proud and win a game.
How different is it for you in the meeting room or preparation with two quarterbacks? You know, two are going to play.
It's really not that it's not that big a difference, because you're always trying to prepare the second guy. I mean, it could be the first play that the first guy goes out. So you're always trying to prepare everybody. It's, you know, the reps today, we generally split them anyway halfway. It's just the rest of the week, maybe we'll split them up.
Was there a point in the season where you kind of, I don't want to say turn, but you felt like the season kind of changed for you guys? I mean, was it?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, we were kind of in and out of some personnel due to injuries, but that happens all the time. I mean, that's something you have no control over, or limited anyway, and you do what you need to do to win a game, you know, to keep the ball moving. And I don't think that there was any one point. It's just we ham and egged it along the way and didn't get enough hams and enough eggs sometimes.
Did you expect them to be pretty aggressive?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, that's their nature anyway. They've got really good players, especially on the two edges. You know, those guys are tremendous players. They impact the game, and we got to do everything we can to control them, to run it or throw it.
What has Jeff Heuermann showed you the last couple of games?
Excuse me?
Heuermann, the last couple of games.
I think he's it looks like he's more healthy. He moves around and does some things, you know, that we were hoping for when we drafted him. We saw him move around Ohio State and doing some good things, especially down the field and catching the ball. And, you know, you kind of see that in flashes right now, and certainly having him on the field. And, you know, if we get a chance to get Verge back, the two of them on, it'd be a good deal.
Have you seen Booker kind of soak up having Justin Forsett here?
Yeah, I think so. I think certainly Justin is a stabilizing force for everybody. You know, he's just a level-headed guy. I think that helps him. Certainly he's been around, you know, between Houston and Baltimore, kind of what we do, and has a different level of understanding of what the back's role or where he should go and certain things. And I think that's helped him a little.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.